On. Okay, we'll try it again. Welcome, Pastor Barry.
Wow. All right, Happy New Year! Happy 2024! Hey, you guys, I'm glad you guys came up. You magnetic young men, because I'm going to need you later for an example. So, it was like the dog pound. I'm glad the dog pound's in the house. So, Happy New Year. I'm excited today. This is the first Sunday of 2024. And, I already sensed a shift in the atmosphere for this new year. I think this new year is going to be full of surprises, challenges, but some exciting things and breakthrough. And today I'm excited to get to share with you what we sense, what the leadership, what we believe it's God's vision for our church for 2024. But let me start with our mission statement. Who knows our mission statement? Someone, you know? Okay, Jackson. No. That's a good mission, but this is our mission statement right here. To help people experience all God has created and called them to be in Christ. So let's say this together. This is the mission of our church. Right? This is what our churches exist for. All right, so let's say this together. One, two, three. To help people experience all God created and called them to be in Christ. One more time. To help them experience all God created and called them to be in Christ. We got to stand up. I said some of you kind of sleepy, maybe too much eating over the holidays. I don't know, you're on vacation, little tired, little sleepy. All right, let's say this with passion, with conviction. This is God's mission for our church. All right, one, two, three. To help people experience all God created and call them to be in Christ. Very good. Okay, you can sit down. So that's our mission. And in order to help fulfill this mission in our church, God gave us this verse for this year. All right, it's Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Let me read it for you. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket. No, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I believe this is God's word. This is God's verse. This is God's vision for our church for 2024. And I believe from this verse, there are three focuses that the Lord wants us to set our eyes on and to live out. All right, three focuses. And they're this. Number one, continue to grow stronger together. Number two, burn brighter. And number three, take steps to become a city on a hill. So I'm going to go through all three of these. Let's start with stronger together. Where did you hear stronger together before? The retreat. That was the theme of our retreat, stronger together. And I believe that was totally of the Lord. As a result of our retreat, I really sense we became stronger together. And we experienced that. And I could tell it was hitting a chord in our church family. It was resonating. Because I think that's something we all sense. In this day and age, in our society, in this time, it's so important to come together because we are and we need to be stronger together. And so I think the Lord wants us, we believe the Lord wants us to continue to emphasize this theme in 2024. Matthew 5, it says, the first verse, 14, you are the light of the world. Now, when it says you, It's not talking you individually. Of course, it is you individually. But it's meant to be you all. You know, like from the cell, y'all. You all are to be the light and are the light of the world. And so it's a corporate thing. It's all together. It's as a group, we are the light of the world. And together, we are a city set on a hill. We are stronger together, and we will certainly, definitely need to be in the coming days. Look at this verse from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. You know, that's so true. If you're by yourself and you fall, you have no one to help you up. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. This verse is very interesting because it says two, 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 two. Two in work, two can help each other up, two can keep each other warm, two can fight together and win. But all of a sudden, in the last sentence, in the last line, out of the blue seemingly, it says three. It says two, 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 but three. Three. So what is it talking about when it talks about three? What or who is the third? What or who is the third? Holy Spirit. God, right? God is the third. And I believe what it's saying is when we band together as people, when people band together, that's good. Two people coming together are stronger together. But if you want to be exponentially strong, it takes something other than this two people or even three people. It's we are stronger together, not in just us coming together, but us coming together with the Lord. When he's the third strand, it makes us exponentially, unlimitedly stronger together. Okay, now we're going to give an example of this. All right, we're going to give an example of this. So who wants to try this little experiment? Okay? All right, if you want to try, come up here and you just get this little thread, okay? You grab a little thread, grab a thread, and I want to make sure there's three high school boys that grab one of these threads too, okay? If you want to try it, if you want to try it, come on, three boys, three young men, try it, here, you want to try it? Okay, just hold it for now, okay? Here's a little thread. Here's a little thread. I don't know, I can't have enough for everyone, but it's a little thread. Okay. A little thread. Okay, I gotta say something. Okay, you guys come on stage. You three. The three. Yeah, I gotta save up first. So okay, okay. Okay. Okay, you're gonna try Tyson? Alright. Cool. Tyson's gonna try. Okay, oh, you got it? All right, one more. Okay. Oh, it's okay, you could just go do two. Okay, Abby, here, you need one. Here's one. Okay, now all I want you to do is see if you could break the thread, okay? Can you break the thread? Try to break the thread. Oh, okay, Tyson, see if you can do it. Okay, you guys break the thread? Did you break it? You broke it? You broke it? All right, the two big boys, they broke it. Okay, good try, Tyson, good try. Okay. You broke it? You broke it? Okay, good. Okay, one, You could break one, right? Let's see if they could break three. Okay.
Thanks, man.
You want to try? I only have three. Okay, be careful because I tried it at home and the threads could kind of start cutting into your hand. So be careful. Don't hurt yourself. See if you can break three. Oh! Oh, okay, let me ask you guys. Was three harder to break than one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is an example. One person, easily broken. Three people coming together, harder to break. But even three people coming together can be broken. This is really what we mean by God as a third strand. Okay, you want to try to break that? Okay, so there's two threads. This is like God. Okay, see if you can break that one. All right. Okay, thank you guys. Good job, Tyson. Keep working on it. Thank you. One person can be broken. Even three people coming together being broken. But when it talks about stronger together, it's us coming together centered on the Lord. The Lord needs to be the third strand when we come together. This year, we have a lot of different things to help us come together. Here's an example of a bunch of different things we have to help us come together. Okay. We have try something new. How many of you have tried something new this year? Raise your hand. Look at all those people that tried something new. We want to encourage you to try something new because it's helping us to connect with one another. It's helping us to introduce new people to our church family. All right, and then there's give something back to serve. We want every single person to have a place of serving in our church. And then there's Sunday morning. Props to all of you. You're here the first Sunday of 2024. Give yourself a hand. You're starting off the church by gathering together because corporately coming together to worship, that helps to make us stronger together. All right? And then there's all these other things, small groups. If you're not in a small group, join a small group. That's where you experience family. We have tea huddles for accountability and growth. We're starting next Sunday a series on Ephesians. The name of the series is going to be Stronger Together, all right? Going through the book of Ephesians. We're going to study the book of Ephesians in small groups as well as in our Bible reading. So you're getting triple-fold Ephesians because we want to dive deeper into Ephesians to make it stronger together. And the last one, let me just mention this. We have this thing called the Family Fund where we ask people to contribute and give financially to this Family Fund. And we have used this fund to help people in our church who are going through a rough patch financially. And so I want to encourage you to pray about, consider giving and contributing to this Family Fund. But this is something we're going to be emphasizing this whole year and continue to emphasize, being stronger together. But again, I believe it's when we come together, not just as people, but when we come together in the name of the Lord, when we come together centered on things that are grounded and founded in the Lord, that's when we have the strong third strand that truly makes us stronger together. Okay, so that's the first emphasis, stronger together. The second is burn brighter. Burn brighter. Again, and the passage from Matthew 5, it says, "Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." In other words, don't hide the fire. Don't hide the light. The intensity of the light matters because your light that you shine, the life, the love of the Lord, it's meant to bless and impact other people. Because it says, the light, the lamp lights up the whole house for all to see and to be blessed by. Okay, so one of our themes is burn brighter, and it's kind of like hiding it under a shirt, right? We can hide the light under the shirt, but the Lord says, don't hide your light. Let it shine. Let it burn brighter, right? Let it burn brighter. By the way, we're going to be selling these shirts if you want them. Our staff is wearing this. Some of our leaders are wearing these shirts. You can get them. We'll have them in the future. But we want to burn brighter. We want to burn brighter and show, because the intensity of our light matters. The hotter you are, the brighter you burn, the more you impact and bless the people around you. How do we burn brighter? How do we burn brighter? Well, you be burned brighter by getting closer to the source. You know, my grandson Hudson, he likes collecting these little squishy toys. You know, you have these squishy toys? You guys have these squishy toys? You know, these are different colors, but these are different. You know, these squishy toys are different. This one's just an ordinary squishy toy.
That one's pink.
It's pink, but it's just ordinary. This one is special. You know why this one's special?
Glow in the dark.
This one glows in the dark. How do we get this one to glow in the dark? What do you have to do? What do you have to do, Faye? Put it in the what? The light? The dark? Well, first you have to do something else. What do you have to do before you put it in the dark? You have to put it in the light. You got to put it in the sun, because then it absorbs the light. And then when you put it in the dark, what happens?
It glows.
You know, that's the same with us as being Christians. When we are more connected with our soul, with our mind, our heart, our emotion, when we're more connected to the sun, not the S-U-N, the S-O-N. Oh, when we're connected with the sun and in contact and in close relationship walking with the sun, we shine brighter. We shine brighter. Have you heard the term on fire? That person is on fire. Yeah, what does it mean? To me, especially when you're a Christian, it means that person is on fire for God. They're on fire for God. That person is excited about God. They're enthusiastic about God. They have conviction about God. They want to get closer to God. And you could tell in their life. I know there's been times when I felt like I was on fire. There's people I know. You say, man, that person's on fire. That person's on fire. And that's what God wants for this year for us. He wants us to be on fire. And there's things we can do to help us get on fire. One is, we're having the Bible reading plan again. We're doing the Bible reading plan, so I'm going to call up Damon. Damon's going to come and share about our Bible reading plan for this year.
Good morning, church family. So last year we announced that we were going to do a reading plan where we went through the New Testament over 2023. And I just want to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, Kristen, because on Monday morning, if I didn't update the website for the reading plan, she would text me and say, you need to update the reading plan. So I know that she went through it all year. And because I'm a sucker and I like getting those texts on Monday morning, I felt like we needed to do something again for this year. So as part of our Burn Brighter, we are going to be continuing to do a Bible reading plan this year, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. Last year we focused a lot on quantity, right? So we read through the whole New Testament in one year. This year we're going to be focusing on quality. So as Pastor Barry mentioned, we're going to start off this year going through the book of Ephesians as a church,
We're going to be doing it in sermon series, small groups, and we're also going to be doing it as part of our reading plan. And so each day we're going to be going through the upcoming verses that are going to be covered, at least through, I think, April. We're going to be going through the upcoming verses. And when you came in, you should have gotten one of these cards. And on the card, on the back, it has a bunch of application questions for each day. So we're going to be going through this upcoming week. We're starting Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And each day we're going to go through and read those verses. And on the back is a different application question that you can ask yourself and talk through with the Lord each day. And we also encourage you to read from different versions of the Bible, since we are going through the same verses each day. That way you can get a different feel and flavor for different ways that people have interpreted that section. So we really want to encourage you guys to go through the Bible reading plan together this year. We also have different places to find it, so it's on our website as well as on the app. So if you have our church app, you can find it. It's right on the top. It says Reading Plan 2024. It'll take you to the information that you need to get through the reading plan for this year. So like I said, this week we are going through Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. So looking forward to going through the Bible reading plan with everyone this year. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Damon. So I want to encourage everyone to go through the Bible reading plan. Go through the Bible reading plan this year, because that's one way to help us burn brighter. It helps us to get into the Word of God and hear God's voice. Also, this year, to stoke the fire, in the spring, this spring, we are planning to start and initiate a six-week beta, okay, it's just a trial, a beta of beginning and starting our Kingdom Training Center. We're going to start that. Basically, we're going to try 6 weeks of doing adult Kingdom Training Center in the mornings, probably like from 9 to 10, or 8:30 to 9:30 in the mornings on Sunday mornings. And we're going to and the focus of that, the classes and the sessions, their focus will be on providing practical training and tools that will help us live out our faith 24/7. Not just when you're at church, not just when you're at small group, but during the week, when you're at work, when you're at school, when you're out and about, when you're at home. One of the classes I had mentioned before, the class I am going to teach is hearing the Lord's voice, learning to hear God's voice, and it's learning to hear God's voice boot camp. And so we're going to do that. I guarantee you, if you go through this class, you will hear God better. You will hear God's voice better. And I know, I've seen it in many people. The moment they start identifying and being able to recognize God's voice, their spiritual life took off. They started burning brighter because you feel so much more connected to God. You feel that heart connection, that relationship, that sense of His guiding. And so we're going to be offering different training in the spring. And then also, finally, for an application, I encourage you to take advantage of the stuff we have. We have prayer ministry. Go to prayer ministry. Some of you said at the retreat, I'm going to go to prayer ministry. I'm finally going to go to prayer ministry. You still haven't signed up. I'm calling you out. Go. It's not. So many people have gone. They're telling me. The prayer ministry is saying, yeah, and they asked them, how was it? That wasn't too bad. No, it was different than I thought. It was different. People think it's going to be all scary. They're going to expose all these dark secrets about you. It's not like that at all. They are loving, encouraging, wanting to help you connect with the Lord. So there's prayer ministries. There's Wednesday prayer ministry. There's Fuego. There's Magnetic. There's SIA. Yeah, Korean adult group. There's all these things happening. Take advantage of those things. Okay. This to help you remember this theme, this year, one of our emphasis of Burn Brighter, we're going to do this little exercise or little thing. Okay, so right now we're going to pass out. I bought you a gift. The church, we bought you a little gift to help you remember, to remind you to burn brighter. Okay, so guys, would you go ahead and pass out all this, the little gift? Okay. Go around, just take a bunch, give them, help them, let them pass it down. I don't have one. Yeah. Hey, high school men, can you guys go help them pass out? High school kids, can you go help them pass out? Just go out there and just grab a bunch and do not turn them on yet. Do not turn them on yet. I see them flashing, but they're gonna call on that person. Do not turn them on yet. Do not turn them on yet. I see them on. I see the light on. Do not turn them on yet. Ron Dietrich, what did I just say? Ron Dietrich, what did I just say? Do not turn them on yet. All right? We're doing this together. You know, to get these things, I tried to order them online, and they wouldn't get here by today. So I had to go to Six Harbor Freights to buy these. Just for you. I went to Six Harbor for different Harbor Freights and bought all these for you. Okay? Anyone need one? Anyone else need one? These are little keychain lights. Okay. Do not turn them on yet. Do not turn them on yet. Oh, I thought we were going to do first grade and up. I see little Brindley had one. Little Brindley had one. Okay. All right. Now, let me explain. There's three settings on this. Okay, there's high, low, and then strobe. We're going to start with the second setting. So in a minute, when I say go, not now. We're going to go click and then click. Okay? Click, click. But we are going to turn the lights out. So, you don't want to be called out. We're going to turn the lights off. I'm going to be able to see who's cheating, who started, who turned the light on first. All right? Okay, turn the lights out. That's okay. Turn the lights out. Okay, ready? On one, two, three, you go click, click, okay? One, two, three. Okay, that's pretty bright, right? That's pretty bright. This is you. This represents you, the light of the Lord in you, all right? But you can tell if individually we are brighter, it's going to shine so much more, all right? So let's click one more. The Lord wants you to shine. The Lord wants you to increase, and each one of us to increase our brightness this year. So this is a vision. This is a vision of what the Lord wants for you, and it's available for you this year. Okay, let's turn it off. Lights on. All right, so burn brighter this year. That's one of our goals, our emphasis, burn brighter. And then finally, let me close with this, city on a hill. City on a hill. Verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This is a really fascinating verse because it says, together shine so that everyone will see. Everyone will see your good works. Look at this picture here. This is the picture of Earth. And actually, I liked it because this is Baja California. That's California. What? You could see the cities lit up. The light of the cities is shining so that even from space, you could see what and where is lit. This is a picture of what God wants for our church, for Catalyst Christian Community, to be this in the community, in our city,
with your friends, with your neighbors, with your coworkers. And so God says, let your light shine. Number two, and if we do it in the right way, it says, let your light shine in such a way that they, other people, will see your good works. So it's shining in such a way, and it says, if we shine in the proper way with the love of the Lord, people will notice. It says people will see. And then what happens when they see? This is the best part. It says when they see it and experience our light shining, our good works, our love, our encouragement, our prayers, when they see it, they will recognize that it is from the Lord. It is the Lord. Because it says, when they see us shining, it says they will glorify the Father because of our good works. That He will get the credit. That people will be drawn to Him. That people will be saved because of Him. And so we are going to pursue this, being a city on a hill here, this year. You know, I know our church family. I know you. I have lived with you. I have experienced you. We have done life together. And I know if people become exposed to our church family and see your hearts and experience your prayer and your love, they will be drawn to the Lord. They will be drawn to the Lord. And my heart is that this year we will find a facility that can help us to establish a place. And it may or might not be on for Sunday morning, but we will meet there. We'll establish a place where people can come to, and they will sense the presence of the Lord. They will see the love of God within His family. They will be ministered to and encouraged. Because the Lord says, by this all men will you know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And we believe that needs to be established in a place, a kingdom family center, where people will come and could experience those things. And so for application for this year, Pastor Ross, he is feel convicted, he feel called. He's going to be leading the charge in our church for evangelism and outreach. And so he's going to be unfolding things more beyond Alpha. We're going to do Alpha again this year, but we're going to be doing more things to let our light shine. And then two, like I said, we are going to be looking for a facility. And so we're going to ask our whole church family to get behind this, that we could start establishing these kingdom centers as places where people can experience the family, the love, the goodness, the reality, the presence of God. One other thing that's going to happen this year as I close, let me just say this. As you might have noticed at Stanford, at this site, right, there's construction taking place. They built all of these, bungalows, new bungalows, and they're in the process of renovating this whole school. So in the middle of this year, we are going to have to move, at least temporarily, we don't know how long, but we're going to have to move out of Stanford. And so right now, we're discussing the timing, but we think we found an alternative site that could serve us as a temporary site. It's another school. And so we will be moving there sometime in the spring. We will be moving there sometime in the spring. And I really sense that if this is the Lord wanting to get us out of our comfort zone, wanting to push us forward to get us out of our comfort zone, to try new things, to bring new things, and to grow together as a church family. So we'll be getting probably towards the middle of this month, I'll be sending out communication letters about this move. We need all of you to help with this move. because we're going to have to take all of our stuff out of Stamford. There's all the stuff, and we are going to move to a new site, and that's a great opportunity for us to try new things, for you to invite new people, for the Lord to do some new things in our church family. Okay, let me call the worship team up. So in 2024, we feel like the Lord wants us, in order to fulfill our mission, to help people experience all they're created and called to be in Christ, to help experience our mission, there's three things we feel like the Lord wants us to emphasize, three themes. One, stronger together, centered around the Lord, coming together. Two, burn brighter in our zeal and our relationship and our connection with God. And three, begin to take steps towards moving towards establishing ourselves as a city on a hill. A city on a hill. All three of those things have God as the center. He's the third strand in the cord. He's the source that we need to draw near to that'll help us burn brighter. And he's the one that gets glory as we share and show our good works for others to see. And so right now, as this is the first service of 2024, we are going to worship the Lord. We are going to focus on worshiping God, worshiping the Lord this morning. And so I want to encourage you to just be free. Be free to worship the Lord. Lift up your hands, kneel, to stand, walk around, move around. Do whatever that will help you to worship the Lord. And let's start off 2024 by honoring him. He's the one that makes us stronger together, burn brighter, be a city on a hill. So let's worship him now. Lord, thank you so much for all you've done for us. We owe you our lives, literally. We owe you our future. We owe you, we are bound for heaven and a life of paradise with you because of all you've done for us. And so we want to honor you this morning. We want to start off this new year by giving a rousing, on fire worship for you. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you move? Would you release? Would you free? Would you stir that we might worship and honor and glorify you this morning? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.